Hear, hear. Killradio.org. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. I'm flying solo right now. John had a audition in the valley, so he's going to handle that, then make his way over here. So let's get started by first announcing that you're listening to Killradio.org's most wonderful, most unique, most loving all-submission show. You send it, we play it. We have no quality control, which does not mean that we don't have any standards. It just means that we are opening our airwaves, if you will, to bands who want to play their music. So that's what we're about, and that's what we do. So we have been truly amazed since we've been doing the show since March, basically, late March. I'd say 90% of the stuff that's been sent has been really, really good. So there's a lot of talent out there, and we're glad, you know, if you look at our mission at killradio.org, killradio.org, click on the link about us, you'll see our mission statement. We're really about giving a voice to those that the corporate media more readily choose to ignore because it's all fueled by profit. So we are here for that, here. Again, my name is Mark Caldwell, one of the DJs here at the show. Also, John Hirschfield, he handles the CD submissions. I handle the MP3 submissions. And if you'd like to find out more information on how to submit to the show, just go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/here_here. That's here, H-E-A-R, underscore, here, H-E-R-E. So myspace.com/here_here. And it's all there. Perfect, easily, effortlessly. I have so many things I want to talk to John about because I saw him on Friday. He DJs at a bar downtown called Bar 107, and he does a show there once a month called Leisure Suite with another fellow Kill Radio DJ, Starsky. I was only going to go there for a few hours because I had to be at work the next morning at like 8:30 in the morning, and I ended up closing the place. So I want to talk to him about that. I'm not going to talk now about it. Got to hang out with his fiance again. So she is real. I'm pretty much certain of that she is real. I've seen her now 3 times, and so she does exist. And what else? Forget it. Let's just go to music. This week, kind of started a little bit last week. Had some opening salvos, opening warning shots. But this week really starts kind of for the next 3 shows, total Scottish invasion. We have been just wonderfully inundated by all these bands in Scotland, in Edinburgh, in Glasgow, in one we're going to hear from later today, Dunfermline. I'm so not pronouncing that right. I apologize. But let's go to that now from Edinburgh, Scotland. This is a band called Dead On the Live Wire. This song called Cut to the Chase. If you'd like to find out more about them, their MySpace page is myspace.com/deadonthelivewire, all one word, Dead on the Live Wire. So let's go to that. Let's make sure I have everything set up right. It's always different when you're doing it by yourself. Here, killradio.org.
Just catch the point.
Nice outfit, John. Perfect timing.
What's up?
What's up?
You're said.
Ruining
my show.
Oh, your show.
We haven't talked. You're fired.
Can I announce who I just played, please? God.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was Death Row. That was the name of the song. Artist by the name of, or band by the name of Dark Revolution out of Melbourne. Is that two?
Hello.
No. Is that three?
Hello. Hello.
Wait. Check them. Oh, I muted them both. Duh.
Hello. Huh. I'll go with this one.
You're on two.
I'm on two.
So
morning,
why are you wearing a bathrobe? Well, let me finish this real quick.
Yes, please do.
So we just heard, again, that was Dark Revolution out of Melbourne, Australia, a song called Death Row. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/darkrevolution. Before that, once again, we heard Dead on the Live Wire, song called Cut to the Chase, myspace.com/deadonthelivewire. And they are officially beginning my Scottish invasion. I've told you that, right? I've been invaded by
yes.
the Scots.
Been looking forward to the Scottish invasion. I brought some Scott.
Do you have some CDs? They make CDs there?
I do. Yes. I have
some. Wow, that's great.
Some CDs.
Oh, my God. So so that's that. So, John.
Yes.
Did not mean to close the bar Friday night and then have to be at work the next morning at 8:30.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun
at Leisure
Suite.
It was awesome, but, you know, I think that they were a little disappointed. The owners, I mean.
Why?
Because it wasn't as big a turnout as they had hoped.
Oh, okay.
You know? I mean, people were dancing.
Totally
the dance
dancing.
Floor was full until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
But the bar wasn't.
Oh.
You know, which we can't do much about that. I mean, that's the thing about being a DJ in L.A. is, like, they don't just expect you to provide your skilled service of you know, the music and getting people dancing, getting people enthusiastic.
Right.
They actually expect you to advertise their bar and get them to come in, and which is hard to do. I mean, I don't go to see friends DJ. I'm sorry.
Well, one would think that if they show up to the bar to dance, they're going to show up also to drink. That's just the two go hand in hand.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, are they showing up for Leisure Suite, or did they just happen by Bar 107 and they stayed? I think it's our job as Leisure Suite to get them to stay. To
right,
say, oh, this is aesthetically pleasing. Maybe
right.
I'll come back next month. But aside from, like, putting up flyers and a million MySpace bulletins, what am I supposed to do? Drag my friends
right.
to the – you know, I've done that.
Well,
I have
first
friends
all,
there, but I mean –
Let's be honest. Who expressed disappointment?
No one verbally expressed any disappointment. It was just reflected in how much we got paid,
oh, okay.
You know? And
do they pay you a certain percentage?
Yeah, it's not really written down anywhere, but you can tell. I mean, because we've done Leisure Suites where it was just, like, packed and – It was just packed. And this
right.
time it wasn't packed. It was good, but it wasn't packed.
Right. Okay.
You know, but it's downtown. It's a lot harder to get people to go there just because we're playing awesome 70s and 80s music once.
Well, that's
going to
change soon, because that part of downtown is like
yeah.
5 years from now.
Well, I think if we were doing it like every other week, too, that would make a difference,
yeah.
too, because then
yeah.
it would sort of get
yeah.
word of mouth. I can't remember anything 30 days later.
Right. Well, I kept messing up on the Friday.
You kept going on the wrong Friday?
Or just not going, because I didn't know which Friday it was.
Exactly. To answer your previous question and why I'm wearing a bathrobe.
Is this for your...
Yeah, I just came from this commercial callback. For
you're allowed,
thing.
Once you finish the audition, you can stop acting, John.
No, well, I just figured it looks so good. Why change? I'm just coming here, so...
Did people think you were homeless on the street?
Oh, God, it was pretty funny. Walking from my car to the audition in the bathrobe, passing by people with, like, real jobs, like house building and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm all unshaven. I'm like, what's up? That looks hard.
Should have took your shoes off.
Yeah.
If you walked in barefoot that way, they would have totally thought you were homeless.
Well, anyway, if I get this part, it'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant because this part was written for me. The character doesn't get up before noon and doesn't
oh,
know
nice.
That
Is it
there's
a
breakfast sandwich. And no, it's a commercial for McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Doesn't know that there's a breakfast. So he's
like, he's got the roommate who works, and then I'm like the slacker who doesn't have a real job,
nice.
Who does an all-submission radio show at Kill Radio Mondays 12 to 2. That's the premise
Sweet.
Of the commercial.
Sounds like I'm in this commercial.
So I figured, oh, I'm in this bathrobe. I never wear it at home. Who wears bathrobes? Actually wears them. Like
I would actually like to have like a nice big terry cloth one.
Oh, and like head with a pipe and have like an M sewn onto
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 that.
That's really lame.
No. No, no.
No, really lame is the post office didn't put their little mark over some of the stamps on some of the envelopes that were sent here. So I cut them out and I'm reusing them.
Shut up.
Dude, I got like $1.74 in stamps.
Oh my God.
It's great.
This isn't
the
great.
Help pay the rent.
John, this isn't the Great Depression, all right?
Oh, it's at least the mediocre one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of music to play. I didn't alert any of these bands that I was going to play them because
oh,
I wasn't sure what time
good.
I was going to get here.
Right.
I didn't know if I was going to get here at 1 or whatever.
Well,
How many bands did you play?
I played 2.
Oh, okay.
I played Dead on the Live Wire and Dark Revolution
okay.
from Edinburgh and Melbourne, respectively. Do you want to sit in this seat like you normally do?
That would be cool.
All right. Should we switch mics since I'm on mic 1?
Okay. Here we go. Everybody
one,
prepare.
1, 2, 3. I just
yeah,
gave
it's
you syphilis
the same.
On that mic.
Not again. Oh, great. Now I have
Do
to
Do you remember
tell
me
Shannon.
Being drunk on Friday night?
Do I remember you being drunk on Friday night? Yes.
Or were you drunk?
No.
I was
high on Vicodin, actually.
Oh, were you? Oh, I'm so jealous.
My knee.
Because
this,
I thought, how did the time go by so
button?
Fast? Because I got there around 9 o'clock.
You were telling me that you were being stalked by some lady with a... who was freaking out about there was a dog there.
Oh, that lady who touched my face.
Somebody touched your face, yeah.
God, and she wouldn't stop.
And you flipped out.
She had a boring boyfriend who just sat there, and she kept turning her back to him and talking to the young guys, and I was one of the young guys around her.
Were they trying to pick you up or what?
I made a joke about bisexuality.
Did it go over well?
She loved it. He was horrified, which totally is how I wanted it to play out. Yeah, there was a dog in there running around, and then she touched the dog in the face. She started French kissing the dog, or should I say freedom kissing the dog. And then I go, oh, you're going to get worms. You're going to get
freedom
worms.
Freedom kissing the dog. I get it.
I'm an expert about that, by the way. You're going to get worms. And then she goes, oh, and then she starts, it's all over her hands. She starts rubbing her hands with the dog saliva on my face.
The ones you just determined were worm infested.
Yes.
Well, this is starting off to be a fantastic show.
I know. Now, it's one thing to do it for like 1.27 seconds, but she did it for like 10 seconds.
No, it's not it's not acceptable to touch a stranger's face, period.
I was going
to
shove her across the bar like it was a Wild West TV show.
That would have been bad. That would have been bad because we would be doing the whole show talking about how Mark beat up a girl at Bar 107
and I'd be defending myself. She touched my face. Her hands had dog saliva on it.
If anybody's curious what the hell we're talking about, you can go to myspace.com/theleisuresuite. And it's a monthly DJ gig I do with another Kill Radio DJ, Starsky Suave.
Or you could probably, since you basically hear how it goes there, you probably don't want to go thanks to my play-by-play.
No, but...
I've probably ruined it.
No. But you also mentioned
there's dogs
how
running around. There's wild women with rubbing their hands in your faces.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it? I don't know. I'm not single. I can't really say. I'm just saying it was... You know, a lot
John,
of dancing, a lot of 80s and 70s music, and it was
right,
good fun. But that's the show is not about. It's
no,
not about.
Let's
leisure.
Talk about the show.
First, I want to start with an apology to this person, whose name is Daniel Person, who I'm going to play right now. That's a person with two S's, because he sent his CD in, and we didn't have a chance to get to it. And I'm now opening up his letter, and it says that he has an upcoming show at the Derby on September 27th. So we would have been able to promote that had we been able to get to his music. By then. So keep that in mind if you're playing in L.A.
Had you been able to get to his music? Don't try to include me on this, John.
Well, you had a lot of music to play. I had a lot of music to play.
Okay, that's fair.
So collectively,
that's fair.
We had
yeah.
a lot of music to play, which is a good thing.
I'm just trying to lash out. I have something I'm being passive-aggressive with you about that I may solve today or not.
Okay, well, I'm in a bathrobe, so go easy.
Okay.
So let me just read this little thing. Swedish, yeah, so just keep that in mind when you send music, if you want us to announce a show that you're going to play or something like that, totally cool, but sort of think about,
yeah, we'll
give us at least 2 weeks notice if you're going to try to promote a show.
We'll totally do that.
Because we're backed up, by, at least I am. You're probably backed up more than I am with the MP3s. With
I'm
CDs,
totally backed
I'm at least,
up.
At least behind by
I'm eating
two
a
or
lot
three
of
weeks.
Fiber.
Anyway, Swedish-born singer-songwriter Daniel Person moved to L.A. a few years back where he started writing and recording his debut album, Broken Bones. Influenced by such artists as Captain Beefheart, Beatles, Tom Waits, Syd Barrett, Daniel brings you into the world of drunken sailors, lost dogs, sinking ships, falling bombs, and broken bones. Guest artists includes Thomas Froggatt of She Wants Revenge, Tia Sprockett of Ministry and Luscious Jackson, and Glenn Person of Selma Gandhi. Tia Sprockett is actually, I didn't know she was part of Ministry and Luscious Jackson, but Tia Sprockett we've actually played on the show before.
Really?
Yeah, she submitted music to us.
That was one of the college bands I used to listen to, Ministry.
Oh, yeah, Every Day is Halloween. That was an awesome song.
No, before after that.
Well, I'm saying that's the song that I
think
of.
He's renounced that song. Don't you know that?
No, really?
He renounced that period of his
career.
Well,
because it was kind of poppy, fun.
Disco-y, faggoty.
It wasn't evil like the rest of the Ministry music.
The mind is a terrible thing to taste.
Yeah, yeah.
That
but
album.
Still.
That's actually a great album, though.
I mean, you can't beat lyricism like that. Okay, this is Daniel Person. I'm going to play the first two tracks from the CD, Broken Bones. Whoa. Oh, you know what? I got to make sure this is actually working.
Yeah, you want to test it?
Testing.
I meant to say yay like that guy in Crank Anchors, but I did it wrong.
Yay. I can bring two of my friends. Mother. Futter. Oh. How was that? Was that good?
Really too loud.
Okay.
So many hearts, tell me how can I tired of them weeping. I'm getting tired of them screaming. I'm getting tired of them all. Waking me up in the middle of the night. Lost souls never sleeps. Lost souls always bleeds. Lost souls never tires. From trying to set my world on fire. There is poison in the well. Everybody's going to hell. There is poison in the well. Dead man downtown. He tries out his jokes. Fool's dreams built in hope. There's no gun, there's no smoke. Nobody cares, nobody knows. I'm gonna climb that hill and watch my cup overfill. Last call for you all. Your last dream, your last crawl. There is poison in the well. Everybody's going to hell.
That was rad.
Fuck yeah. Well, you definitely hear the Tom Waits influence.
Yeah, that was great.
I rather enjoyed that. The Daniel Person. That's myspace.com/Daniel, P-E-R-S-S-O-N.
And where's he based out of?
He's here in L.A. He was born in Sweden, and now he lives in L.A. for the past few years. And I guess he's gigging out. He just had a show at the Derby, so maybe he has some more shows coming up soon.
That's great.
I hope so.
That was good.
We were just talking about how Kill Radio is in dire financial straits.
It's not that we're really in dire financial straits, but I think we should stress is that we are non-commercial, we are non-profit, and we're actually for what we do, we make this station run on so little money. It's like baffling. It's like
I actually think it's anti-profit. I won't even go as far as it. Non is too non-committal.
But the thing is,
we're money repellent.
What the thing is, you know, part of this whole thing is we seem to be scared of, like,
asking for money,
being supported,
right? Because you know, if you're too well supported, then you become like NPR. You know,
we don't. Yeah,
like, you know, public radio brought to you by Merck, the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world.
Right.
You know, or whatever
that has bought off the FDA.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, a show like this, like here, where we're basically just providing a free service to play music that's sent to us because we think if you make music, you deserve to be heard. Nobody's supporting this. I mean, Mark and I pay our paltry dues once a month, but you know, nobody's really paying the rent here. So this isn't going to be one of those KCRW pledge drives where we just taunt you with the promise of music but talk for like hours and hours about sending us money. We're just going to briefly let you know that if you want to donate anything, $1, $2, $100, $10, Any, you know, there are many numbers that exist, and you can put the word dollar after that and call it that amount of dollars. You can just PayPal it to us.
Yeah.
And we'll use it for things like paying the rent. Actually, I think that's really the only thing that we'll use it for.
Biggest, yeah.
But paying the rent allows us to keep this huge library of submitted music and play all this cool stuff like Daniel Person and
right.
And Dark Revolution and Dead on the Live Wire and, you know, all the great music that we've had right. over the past several months.
And the real easy way to, it's funny how it's not on our front page,
isn't
that
it?
Link. No, it's on the About Us page, unless I'm missing it, right?
Well, we'll have to get that fixed.
Right?
I could have sworn there was a Donate to KR page.
If you go to killradio.org and click on the link About Us, and then scroll down to the very bottom,
further down, you see,
it doesn't even look like a link. It says
Donate
to KR! Exclamation point.
What happens when you click on that?
It opens up the PayPal link
okay.
where it shows.
And if that's too many steps for you, the address is KR,
hyphen,
as in Kill Radio, hyphen.
Finance@killradio.org.
KR-finance@killradio.org.
Yeah.
And, you know, feel free to send us as much as you want. And
or as little, because it all adds up.
Yeah.
I was actually after the show last night. I went on Dave Raquel's show, and I was here till midnight, thinking when I was leaving, going, wow, I'm going to be here in 12 hours. Nice. We were talking about it. I go, you know, I used to raise money for the AIDS Walk, where I would stand on the corner of San Vicente and Santa Monica in West Hollywood on Friday and Saturday nights, and I would basically panhandle for the AIDS Walk, and I would raise thousands of dollars.
Wow.
I raised easy a good, like when I was at the peak of doing that, raised about $2,500 just through small change in bills.
Wow.
I was basically, in 4 hours, I'd average a dollar a minute, so it would be like at the end of the day, it was like $250.
Wow, that's great.
$240. And sometimes on a good night, it would be like $500. So, I mean, there's no amount of too small, because if 20 people send in $2, that's $40.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? That's and for us, that goes a long way. So no amount, even if you send a dollar, that sounds pathetic in some ways. But
In
some ways.
But you know what? It's also, it's tax deductible. We're a project
we're a
nonprofit organization called C. And and that's cool. So it's tax deductible under, I believe it's called the pity deduction.
Especially you Scottish bands. It's tax deductible.
Especially for Scottish bands. You get your VAT back. Let's go on to some more music.
I have a surprise for you, John.
Depressed.
I have a surprise for you, John.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
No. Remember when we talked about here, like kind of promo ID music stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I made some.
Oh, really?
I made three.
It's not your annoying meow, is it?
No, I wanted to do the meow because I thought if I don't do the meow, you're going to be mad that I didn't do the meow, but I didn't do the meow.
Now you're going to make me jealous because now I'm going to have to go home and make my own.
Yeah, they're not perfect, but they're pretty good.
Let's hear them.
All right. It's going to start off with this one. Then we're going to go into a band called Catalonia. And they just said they're from the U.S. So they're from all over, this big, huge, vast land of ours.
It's a big place.
MySpace.com, Catalonia. But first, let's hear the promo I made. Here it is.
I get tired sleeping all day, waiting up for yesterday. Whatever it is, it's all it is. Now I think back on all the positives of your upbringing and your attitude. Your high society girl, high society.
accentuate the positives now. Will I fall back down? Yeah, yeah. Will you look back? Will you smile?
sight in the lane. Eve with no dish of sweet berries and plums to eat, haunting the gate of the orchard in vain. Picture the lewd delight under the hill tonight. Eva, the toast goes round. Eva again.
Has got to be the sweetest song we've ever played on Hear Hear, John.
That was a really slow fade out, too.
I feel closer to you right now.
It was like a sunset. I feel like you're a little too close right now, frankly.
Not physically, just emotionally right now. I feel close to you right now, John. So easy to freak you out.
It's not true.
Oh, gosh darn it. I'm being a bad DJ.
Okay.
Hello. Okay, so that was... Peter Michael Rowan out of, guess it, you guessed it, Edinburgh, Scotland.
Wow.
Peter Michael Rowan, song called Eva, myspace.com/PeterMichaelRowan. Before that was MySpace, was the band Catalonia out of the U.S., because that's all they told me. They're from the United States.
Hooray. Hooray for us.
And MySpace.com/Catalonia. And then before that we heard... They hear station ID, or would you call
Which
it a station
awesome.
ID, or a radio ID, or a show ID?
There's a word for it, and if I had an actual job in radio, I know what it is. But let's just pretend I said that word, and then move forward. Well
okay.
done.
Oh,
well
you.
Done, Mark.
You liked it?
That was the best that word I've heard in a long time. As far as that words go, comparing it to other radio stations, that was the best of that word that I've heard, I think maybe even ever.
It was, and the casting was good, I thought.
Yes, yes.
Very good casting. That was like
Quite.
Five different... personalities of mine.
Coming up now is a band called Reiser, which I'm sure I might be mispronouncing. R-I-E-S-E-R.
Reiser?
Could be Reiser. Could be Reiser. Could be Reiser. I don't know. It came from the UK. And let me just say
so it's totally pronounced wrong.
Let me just say that the Europeans have excellent mail packaging.
Let me see.
Look at this. It's thin. I mean, if I was on Project Runway, I could take that envelope and turn it into a dress. Oh, my God. I watch Project Runway.
You just said that out loud?
I know. It was not my fault. I have a woman, and she really likes dresses.
You are a woman.
I am not.
And you really like dresses.
I don't. I mean, some of them are pretty...
She really does remind me of Batgirl on the 60s Batman TV show.
You've got to Shannon?
See it. Shannon, I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to have
not
to
it's not like exact know. Like doppelganger, but there's something about her, like that kind of sex kitten thing about her. That's totally that.
It's great. That's great. I'm glad you didn't say the Joker or something. You know?
I'm all for it.
I'll have more of that. Thank you. And some fries, too. Okay, so Reiser sent this all the way from the UK. I'm just going to play some music for them. Let me just say real quick, they're an indie rock band from Edinburgh, Scotland. That's what it says. They have steadily,
awesome.
Over the past couple of years, gathered a strong and loyal following, performing gigs all over the UK, featured on local and national radio, as well as internet radio. Well, it's about to happen again. Over Woo. The past few months, Reiser has been getting airplay in countries besides the UK, USA, Canada, Japan, Australia. We are our own country here at
Kill
Radio.
We have our own zip code.
So I'm just going to go ahead and play some Reiser for you.
Making their killradio.org debut.
And that's myspace.com/Reiser, Reiser, music. Dig it.
Whee!
Hey, why do you care? said it's like abandoned battleground. Hey, 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 killed you before. I'll be there when you're coming around. These are all my sins, remember. Waiting by the anger flow. Hey, 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 passing the time as it drips through the anger flow. Siren sound. Hey, 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 already know I'll be there when you're coming around. These are all my sins, remember. Waiting by the anger flow. These are
talk about a long delay. Come on, next song. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Time to get to know us. Who knows?
Yay.
Here. Killradio.org. That was Reeser. And I can see why people like Strew and McKenzie of the Sunday Mail are saying that you're not unlikely to find future success with some stirring melodies. Or Barry Gordon from the Sunday Mail saying that they're the next big hope for guitar music in the UK. Sounds good. Thank you for submitting all the way from the UK. We have a lot more music to go, so we're gonna we're gonna go be a little light on the banter.
Oh, we are?
No, I just like saying that. I just like using the word banter. Banter, banter, schmanter, canter. Oh, well, speaking of which, happy Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't work until...
something you should never say.
Really?
Because Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. And the point is
happy
to fast
atoning!
And be unhappy for from sunset last night to sunset tonight.
My boss, since his... One of my old bosses, since his bar mitzvah, would totally follow, like, not even brush his teeth kind of thing.
It is the most important...
Actually, he did brush his teeth because he says that's just... He works for a living,
no,
so...
No, the point is, and I read this somewhere, the point is not to make yourself miserable. I don't know that I agree with it, but that's where it's written down somewhere that says that. It's not to make yourself miserable, but to, in a very sort of Buddhist kind of way, sort of cleanse yourself of... those things that distract you from focusing on the point of the day, which
right.
is the Day of Atonement, which is
right.
focusing on the things that you've done wrong in your life and why you're a bad person and how you can make yourself a better person by not doing those things anymore, God damn it. Like cursing, for
yeah.
fuck's sake. So, yeah, so that's
you
the
know,
story
it's so
of
funny.
Yom Kippur.
When I worked in television, I was considered a proxy Jew because everyone knew to call me to find out the dates for the high holidays because I knew. Now I totally don't even know anymore.
It's funny. When I worked in Judaism, they called me the proxy actor. Strange. Okay, so what do we have up next?
Are you ready for me?
Yes.
I have another promo.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to a band out of Palm Coast, Florida. This is actually our only American set that we have, our true American set we have in the show
is
today.
Is Dave drunk? I was just reading the instant message. Awesome.
He goes,
we have listeners
he's
in
asking
England
us
who
to
drink.
Move, he's asking us to move our show to another day because this is the wine day.
Oh. Oh.
I started talking to him this morning.
This is the best way to get to know the show.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's in a sense, he's atoning because he's put down the resistance.
Man, I couldn't do this show without horse tranquilizers.
You ready?
Ready.
Here's the promo. Then we're going to go to a band called Stem Cell out of Palm Coast, Florida.
Let's do it.
Listen to Mark and John on Here Here, Kill Radio.org. knapsacks with a gang of dreams. Like a 60-something Mustang with chrome and clean. Or better studios bringing pieces mean. With some hardwood floors and some real tall beams. Nothing but the best for me and my team. We do this for the streets and the peeps in the hood. Even reaching to the burbs and the folks in the woods. Glad it's our time, cause the game's been traveling. So we keep the track smothered like potatoes with gravy. You got enough trouble in the world today. It's got you going crazy like a chick Jean Grey. So we came to set it off like Kane. And rescue this art from the greed and fame. Cause we the music makers and the dreamers of the dream. To bring the vibe back to the hip hop scene.
Saturate the world with a sound that's unfolding, what? And bring the vibe back to what has been stolen.
We keep our head to the sky and the eyes to the stars, and keep repping hard over 16 bars. Yeah, we from the south, but we're keeping it high with the bare essential skills stripped down like car shops.
This is how we represent, laid back on tracks, player. Willy with them skills, all that in fact, player. Trying to pay bills, keep stacks in back, player.
Here, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That was a band called Natural Habits.
The band is from Chattanooga. We're in L.A.
We're from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Where are you from originally, John?
Maryland. Near Baltimore.
Yeah. I'm from Anaheim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Born and raised. So in their website, their MySpace page is myspace.com/naturalhabits. Of course, habits with a Z on the end.
I know. That's,
that's how you know it's hip-hop.
Awesome.
And then before that, we heard a band called Stem Cell.
Great name.
That was Palm Coast, Florida. Yeah, myspace.com/stemcellrocks, and that's stem with two M's. So Stem Cell Rocks.
I bet the guy behind that band, I bet his name is something Stem. I bet that's his last name, S-T-E-M-M.
Really?
That's a guess. I don't know.
It's a great guess, John. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Got a year's supply of turtle wax for you.
Awesome.
Consolation prize.
Because I just ran out, too. It's perfect. Coming up next on the CD tip. I have more music from Scotland.
Wow, that's weird.
This is and again, thank you Europe for your lovely packaging and your beautiful stamps. And this is from Owen Colgan, who was thank you so much for asking writing down how your first name is pronounced.
Because we would have demoralized it.
Yoghan.
Colgan.
Yes. So this is Owen Colgan. He's a 28-year-old doctor from Northern Ireland, but he's living and working in Glasgow, Scotland, and he makes music. And his websites are Owen Colgan, that's EOGHANCOLGAN.com, as well as myspace.com/Owen Colgan. And this is what he sounds like. And you're listening to Hear Here, myspace.com/hear_hear, killradio.org. It's all true.
Meow. Take you home, or should I make you leave? said you couldn't wait to change the way I feel. Dare I take you on? And freedom can take up most of your life, but it's never quite as you'd like. No matter how hard you try, and though I've held you a thousand times, I can never forget that night, 'cause it still feels like that first time. I stand where you belong, and you promised you won't leave, and you fall from grace, but no, it's not the way that life should be. You stand where you belong, and freedom can take up most of your life, but it's never quite as you'd like, no matter how hard you try. And though I've held you a thousand times, I can never forget that night, 'cause it still feels like that first time. You'd like, no matter how hard you try. And though I've held you a thousand times, I can never forget that night, 'cause it still feels like that first time.
has been a priceless chance. Yeah, so it seems, and it's all I need from you. And it's all I need from you. La 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 la. From you.